This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Program. This is Doug with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. So I present to you Jennifer Horn with some trending items as we get the hour started. Jen, what's cooking?
Well, the shooting that happened at the Waffle House over the weekend is still on top of everybody's mind, and that's because the suspect is still out there. Police believe that this person that they're looking for killed four people at the Waffle House early on Sunday outside of Nashville. And despite the fact that authorities actually seized his guns in a 2017 arrest, Metro Police released the details on Sunday afternoon as the manhunt is continuing for the suspect. Travis Reinking, he's 29, of Antioch, in the Tennessee area, right outside of Nashville. Police say he moved to Nashville in the fall and was previously from Morton, Illinois. Four of his guns were seized after he was arrested by U.S. Secret Service in July 2017 on charges that he was in a restricted area outside the White House. Following his arrest, his firearms authorization was revoked, but his guns were given to his father, who then has said he gave them back to his son. Really responsible parenting there. Police seized the AR-15 used in the shooting and found another rifle and long gun in his apartment, but they have not been able to locate the fourth, which police are saying is a pistol. They're still looking for him, and actually schools in the area are on lockdown because they're only letting in people that they know are actual members of the school system, teaching staff, and of course the kids, just out of an extra level of precaution.
There you go. I'm thinking about that and what mindless stuff goes on in terms of people there. We must be breeding crazy people. We must be. Is there a special at Macy's on craziness?
How do we know? Well, do we know this person's name?
No. Yeah, Travis Reinking, I think.
Oh, that's
Reinking.
Right. The guy who saved, came at him and took the gun away from him. I don't know that we know that name.
Sure. He's been all over. He's been on CNN.
But we know his name?
Let's see. We might. We might know his name.
I think he was injured, right? I saw a picture of him with a bandaged hand.
He was injured, but he has been, I mean, he really has been everywhere.
Yeah.
As part of a media tour, just promoting exactly what he did and what made him run in. His name is James Shaw Jr. He's 29 also.
Okay. All right.
Has Reinking's father, has he been taken into custody for questioning about where his son is?
Obviously, because they know that he gave the guns back.
Right.
So he's out.
Yeah, I wondered how that came out, how that detail came out, if a neighbor knew that or if a family member called in a hot tip or something.
Yeah. All right. What's next,
Jen? Also trending. Kanye West is trending. I don't know if you guys had a chance to hear about this, but over the weekend, his comments admiring a controversial YouTuber, a woman named Candace Owens, got some angry backlash and accusations that he is the, quote, black Donald Trump. He appeared to endorse YouTube personality Candace Owens, a woman who's known for her controversial views on racism. He said on Saturday morning, quote, I love the way Candace Owens thinks. He would follow up with, and only free thinkers in quotations a few moments after the first tweet. Owens took to her Twitter to share her thanks to West and asked for a meeting with him. Now, Roseanne Barr used social media to promote that these two should get together and actually have a meeting and talk about things. But a vast majority of people on Twitter shared controversial work of Owens and labeled Kanye as a black Donald Trump. He hasn't backed off yet, though. And in fact, he actually went a step further going after the SWAT police that were trying to censor his thoughts and feelings on Twitter and Facebook.
Well, I don't know what else people expected from him. Didn't he say that he would vote for Donald Trump in the middle of one of his concerts?
He met with him at Trump Tower.
I mean, why wouldn't he support someone who also has the same thoughts as Donald Trump, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know much about Candace Owens, but she's a conservative and, you know, like a conservative commentator, I guess, on YouTube. So, I don't know why people are so surprised.
What is it with people and their wanting to wash away thoughts they don't agree with? Shania Twain said something as a Canadian citizen at a concert, I guess, last week, that she would have voted for Trump had she been an American citizen. And she got excoriated for having said that. What is the matter? So she has an opinion. That's what we're all about here. And she apologized for saying she would have voted for him. Why? Why would you apologize?
She's afraid of losing her career.
The oh, my God.
These bullies
what?
Online is
oh, bullies.
Not easy.
Well, it's the same thing. I want a little shop talk here. The real estate holdings of Sean Hannity and people who are trying to embarrass him for whatever the reason. This is a kid who started with nothing. He grew up in New York. He went to school in the South. His first job in Gainesville. I think it was in Gainesville. I can't remember where it was. But I remember when I first got to know him and how he learned his craft and came along. He's a kid. He's 55 years old. But he's so now that for some reason or another, because he was associated with Michael Cohen, now there's some other revelation. He has real estate in shell companies, and he's worth $89 million. That's so facetious and so... Everybody owns real estate. I don't own anything in my name. So is somebody going to do an investigation of me to find out what I own? Just because they want to? All right, we're going to... What is wrong with people who are successful? Hannity, this is like Rush Limbaugh. Okay, so Rush Limbaugh has made, on average, for the last 20 years, $50, $60, $70 million a year. Because he's good at what he does, he made a good deal for himself, and so now he's probably worth $500 million. So is somebody looking into his real estate holdings? He's got a big palatial estate. And I love the way they describe it in Palm Beach. It's really just another house. Happens to have a nice address on Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach. So what? So what? Now, would you say the same thing about, I noticed Laura Ingraham's being sued by one of her former producers who was pregnant, apparently. She went out on a maternity leave, came back, and Laura Ingraham fired her. So you're going to see that all over the place, and people take shots at her for that. I mean, anybody who's worked for Laura Ingraham knows she's not very easy to work for. Okay, so what? There are plenty of people around in the world who aren't easy to work for. Not everybody's as lovable as me. So under the circumstances, why are we putting her under a microscope? Why don't we put somebody else in a bank that's difficult to work for under a microscope, or somebody who runs a radiator repair shop?
Because that's not as interesting
shop.
As someone that we know the name recognition of.
Okay.
If it's a celebrity,
it's still not fair. When we start to take away the fact that we have freedom of speech, and when we start tackling these people because we don't like what they're saying, it's a problem. You'll hear me say a lot of the times, I don't agree with what he's saying, but man, I'll fight for his right to say it, because that's why we live here. That's probably the top blessing for why we live on this particular country, or why we live in this country. And it disheartens me, because I think this is becoming the new normal, and I think young people are into this more than perhaps, maybe they don't realize it.
How do you mean that, Jennifer? What do you mean that
if the opinion isn't popular, or if I think freedom of speech and the right to talk, like, I think there's a lot more support for people who choose to rally or to walk and to be part of a resistance movement if they don't like what's happening right now politically. That's okay. But if you say something against that movement, then you're somehow put up on this banned list because it hurts somebody's feelings. And I don't think, look, I may not like what a lot of people have to say, but I think it's their right to say it. I think it's their right to walk and hold a sign and say things that are really vulgar.
Well,
that's,
you know,
their right.
One of the problems here, man,
is something I might say, they're going to go after my vast real estate wealth and sell them California.
Yes.
Okay, maybe so, not, but you know what I mean.
Well, I do know what you mean. And I think what it does is it gets back to the basic bottom line here of envy and greed and, you know, people who don't have want. And I don't know anything about Laura Ingraham's background, whether she came from somebody that was well-to-do or whether she made it
on her
own.
I think it's hard to equate that, because if this is a matter where she was unfair to an employee, well that comes in a little different.
I think
where we could use it is the people that were boycotting against her for saying or for making a joke about that kid not getting into college. Right.
Right.
That's part of it.
And what happens is the news media now has become manipulative, and it takes too much of this stuff. Again, I'm appalled at the focus on some of these things that become a little bit more than gossip. So if it's gossip, it ought to be treated as gossip and not treated as if it were news or some, you know, factual outing into something that has nothing to do. Again, maybe the best example is this Shania Twain thing. Why the hell should she apologize for saying that? Because a bunch of liberal jerkleburgers went after her because they don't like Trump?
But it happens either way.
It does. Both sides. Yeah.
So it goes back to, if you're a public person, do you state your political views and risk losing half of your audience, or do you just keep your views private?
Here's one of the things that is not being taught in schools, Victoria. Tolerance, in a way, understanding how other people think. So most of the teachers that I know of today are very much the same as the political pundits. Way too many of them they're wearing their political stripes on their sleeves, and they're telling or trying to indoctrinate kids into thinking a particular way. That should be outlawed. There's no place for that. Facts and education, learning about history, learning about what the world is all about, what you're going to face as an adult, is what school should be about. Not these kooky munga bunga lungas who are trying to teach everybody that what they think is right and what everybody else thinks is wrong.
And there's also a difference between not consuming Shania Twain because you don't like what she said and going after Sean Hannity's personal life.
Yeah.
There are definite fine lines being caught. If I don't want to listen to the Dixie Chicks because they made a stupid song about George Bush, fine. But that doesn't mean that I need to go after the kids of the Dixie Chicks, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right, food for thought, 18 past the hour. As we age, your joints, your brain, your cardiovascular system need extra nutritional support, especially your brain, as we hear in some of these stories about people and how they think what some of these people need. As Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, Purity Products presents Krill Omega 50 Plus. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Has EPA, DHA, I don't know, do you really care the kind of fish oil? You want to know it's omega-3 because that's the best kind. And that's in this formula. Also, krill oil, and fish oil together. This is designed for adults who enjoy an active lifestyle. Krill Omega 50 Plus has premium quality krill oil, which supports joints, the comfort of the joints, the lubrication of the joints, plus concentrated omega-3 fish oil to support cardiovascular health, brain function, get the blood to your muscles, all over your body. This is a great duo, krill oil and fish oil together in a free bottle that you can get now by calling 800-355-1493. Let's get on board. Let's get that free bottle from the folks at Purity Products, 800-355-1493. You pay a little shipping and handling, that's it. But the free bottle is there so you can see what it does to boost your joint comfort, to help your cardiovascular health. You'll feel so much better. Order your free bottle now, 800-355-1493.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Monday here, Doug with Victoria and Kara, and three new tunes selected for your listening and dancing pleasure. Let's see which ones you like. And I know Victoria always says, well, it's more important what you like. Well, I'll give you my comments. We'll all have our comments. This is a new song called Dixie Avenue from a new album called Volunteer, produced by the Old Crow Medicine Show. Let's listen.
When the light comes shining from a southern moon,
enough bluegrass in it to be good as far as I'm concerned. I like it.
Wow, I'm surprised.
Why?
For bluegrass, I do like them a lot. They're a very fun festival band. And, of course, they're the famous... Well, they're the ones behind the famous song Wagon Wheel, which was just such a huge hit and really put them on the map.
Yeah.
They've been around for a while, and they've been doing all the festivals for a long time.
Good, so they get the attention. That's good. All right, so...
We may be the first radio station ever playing them.
That's all right. It's all about exposure. Okay, second tune on New Music Monday comes from Paul McDonald. This called Wild Card from a new album, which is entitled Modern Hearts, available for pre-order. Going to drop the first of next month. No, first of June. Don't like it.
It's okay, Doug. You're not the only one.
You don't like it either.
Not really.
No.
I'm a Paul McDonald fan. He was about maybe 10 years ago, he was on American Idol, and he made it to like the
really?
Top, you know, top 10 or something. Yeah. He's a singer-songwriter. He's from Nashville. He's got like a cool, I always like his voice. He's got a cool
Speaking of American
sound.
Idol, I watched an exchange last night between Ryan and this young woman who apparently has taken the show by storm. I can't remember her name, but she was fabulous. There are a couple of fabulous singers on The Voice, and there really are, if you're paying attention to Idol, there are a couple of really fabulous voices coming out of that experience. So, anyway, it's made it worthwhile now finally to pay attention to those shows. But this guy you can have. Okay, so you're one for two, Victoria.
If I ever said that about any music that you like, you would be so offended and
You'd
call it disrespect.
You'd be banned for a week.
Yeah, go, listen okay. to the disrespect.
Yeah, it's disrespectful. Okay, here's Victoria is putting her money on this. She thinks this is the best new song of the week by Sting and Shaggy. Gotta Get Back My Baby from a new album, 44/876. What does that mean? It's the first collaboration of.
I have no idea what the numbers mean.
Is this The Sting?
The Sting, yes.
Really?
It
All right,
is.
Crank this up, Carol. Let's give it a listen.
I gotta get back my baby.
Shaggy's a Jamaican, yeah,
yeah.
Rapper guy, yeah.
First thing,
as soon as you walk out the door, tell me why. I realize I can't live without you. Sitting here staring at the four walls, thinking what is it I got? Lonely, taking over now, and my heart's kind of heavy. So
it's intriguing. Good lesson. Listen to the words. How many men screw up their lives by messing around? I can hear Sting there, yeah. Pretty different for him, huh?
Yeah, I like it. It's a good change for him. He's gotten way too mellow.
Yeah.
And I love The Police, and I love when he has that Jamaican flair.
Yeah, I like The Police a lot. Yeah.
I think it's really cool that he's kind of back to being a rocker.
You're two for three. The Old Crow Medicine Show tune, and this one from Sting and Shaggy. You got my thumbs up on that one. Paul McDonald, your file under zero.
Oh,
but,
my
God. Old Crow Medicine Show and Sting and Shaggy. Yep. We like it. Good stuff. 28 past the hour on the Good Stuff radio program, the DJB Show.
In today's automotive news, technology is exploding in new cars. Toyota have started adding Safety Sense 2.0 into their vehicles. The new 2019 Corolla hatchback has a pre-collision warning system with full brake if the driver should not respond to avoid an object in their vehicle's path. But it comes with cyclist detection and pedestrian detection in low light, which are features that are attracting a lot of customers. The new Corolla hatchback also comes with intelligent manual transmission that helps you not stall your vehicle while pulling away from a stop sign. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike. So do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hour, continuing our focus here on what's happening today. It's Monday, the calendar, one more Monday, the 23rd, so we got Monday, next week, and then that's it, right? The 1st of May will be upon us. Things are growing, looking green. It's beautiful. So let's celebrate the beautifulness with beautiful Victoria Keelan, beautiful Kara Schillen, here to present what it's like when you wake up in the morning. You ought to be excited. You have the whole day before you, and you can do a lot of things before the clock strikes the last hour of the day. So your job is to choose what kind of day you're going to have and to have a good one. So how about them apples? Victoria, you're ready for I'm not sure I'm ready for this. Victoria sent me a picture of these new seats that have been designed for you to fly in a plane basically and stand up. So those of you who don't like to ride on the cheap, why you do, I don't know, except most all the airlines are offering these cheap seats that are scrunched. You have 29 inches scrunched together between your seat and the next seat in front of you, and it just is ridiculous. So if you're fed up with a limited leg room, there's a seat manufacturer, Avio Interiors from Italy, that has come up with a design that allows passengers to stretch their legs as much as they want to when they travel. Doesn't cost any more. Well, it shouldn't cost more because you're getting less, it looks like. You post this on our Facebook page, Victoria?
I will. It looks like, to me, these seats, they have you almost in a standing position, but you're strapped in and there's like a kind of a hump that sits between your legs. And that's because the initial design was the saddle type of thing, and they claim that cowboys sit on horses all day long, and so they're never uncomfortable. I think we could probably talk to some cowboys that would disagree.
Not true at all.
This to me looks like the, and we'll post the picture, but the seats look like if you've ever been on a roller coaster where your legs kind of dangle when you're locked in, that looks exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Avio Interiors. The revised seats have extra padding. Here's the description, actually.
Avio Interiors has come up with standing airplane seats, and they look like the types of seats that you would see on a roller coaster. They look incredibly uncomfortable. Now, there isn't an airline that has mentioned that they will do this, but they brag about the fact that it's going to help airlines squeeze in more passengers by allowing ultra-high density and reducing the space between rows. They say that they can fit up to 20% more people on a plane should airline companies decide to incorporate these seats on their planes.
Mm. Yeah, great.
Just looks so uncomfortable.
Exactly what the customer wants, 20% more people on the plane.
Yeah. Good for the airlines, not so good. The airline stocks have done fabulously well last two or three years, and now the price of fuel is going up, so their profits are down a little bit. But they still are doing okay.
Yeah.
But if the price of oil, and it looks like it may go in the next month or two, close to $100 a barrel again, because the Saudis and the Russians are trying to squeeze the Americans. But the Saudis are supposed to be our friends. I don't know what the print. I just saw an OPEC note over the weekend that suggested that the price, which is now in the low 60s, I think, $61, $62 a barrel for oil now, will go up to near $100. In the next couple of months, or usually in the summertime, the people who are responsible for pricing, that's OPEC, the oil-producing nations, they squeeze Europe and America because it's summertime. They don't squeeze in the wintertime when it's summertime down in Brazil, South America, Australia, etc. No, but they squeeze the Northern Hemisphere countries, and so you're going to pay, you may pay 40 cents more a gallon for gasoline this summer than you did last summer. And it's a hoax. It really is. It's a complete hoax.
Yeah, back to the standing seats real fast, though. I think it's actually a pretty bad move on the part of the designers to say, like, how much it's going to benefit airlines, because I think that's going to be a turnoff for most consumers, because this isn't about, when I first saw the story, I thought, okay, well, they're going to design new seats that are standing so that passengers have more leg rooms and it's going to be more comfortable for passengers. Well, they obviously don't care at all about what feels good for the passenger, because their whole explanation is all about how this is going to benefit airlines.
Yeah.
And people are so sick of airlines and all their stories right now that it's like, okay, God, well, the last thing I want to do is benefit the airlines more.
But, well, yeah, you see every day. Here's the latest situation for the Southwest passengers. 40-some-odd flights were canceled yesterday because the government took the planes offline because they wanted to do an inspection. Over the weekend, there were a number of planes taken out of service, so I think I saw a number of 400 flights between the last 2-3 days that had been canceled because they just are doing random inspections. So if they're doing it at Southwest, are they doing it everywhere? Is American going to be inspected? They got American has more, well, no, they have more, but they've got 250 of this type of aircraft. I think United probably has close to 200. I know that Delta has not been a big user of 737s, but you know there are thousands of these planes. So is everybody going to have their plane? You're likely, because this is how it's so frustrating. Civil servants always think after the barn door has been closed. Well, this is what we should have done before the barn door got closed. It's always after the fact. It's never, where are the inspectors before? Why didn't the inspectors catch the fact that this plane had a crack in one of the fans? If you want to inspect, then inspect them all the time. Instead, it's like the meat packers. It's like going to a slaughterhouse, and you expect to see a USDA inspector looking at all the meat. He's not. They sit in the corner reading newspapers.
They sample it, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, apparently they had inspected that specific plane like the weekend before, but they hadn't used that special tool that is supposed to look, I guess, more in depth at the metal for a few months. So now it seems like they're going to have to inspect it all the time and use that tool every single time.
Well,
I don't really understand why you wouldn't use that tool every time anyway.
No.
Right, but especially with a 17-year-old plane, you would think that
17-year-old plane is not a big deal.
Well, it is to most people who are flying.
No, it isn't. Not if they know. No, not if they know anything. It has nothing.
Most people, if you say, yes, if you tell
the
average person.
Okay,
but I'm telling you, it's not about what they know or what they don't know. The perception is, if you tell someone you're going to fly on a 17-year-old plane or you're going to fly on a 5-year-old plane, no one is going to choose a 17-year-old plane.
Well,
so that's what I'm saying. The perception of it, right. But they don't tell you how old the planes are when you're on them. So it's just not in the seat back thing with, you know, the little instructions. It doesn't say, oh, by the way, homeboy's 17 years old this year. Hope he makes it all the way.
Nah, that's, but you see, if it's a crap can Airbus, yeah, I might be thinking that way. But for a Boeing plane, it's not the same. It's like night and day. And most people don't even know.
I wouldn't want to fly a 17-year-old plane.
I bet you have plenty of time. You don't even know.
I'm sure I have, but I wouldn't choose to.
Well, you wouldn't choose to, but you don't even know. When you book a seat on a plane, they'll tell you what kind of plane it is. They're not going to tell you it's a new one or an old one. I can't tell you how many times this winter I complained to American because they're running old 737s on transcons. And I said,
how old are those planes?
17, 18, 19, 20
years old. You just said the same thing that I said.
But it is because I look at it differently. Not because of how they're managed or how they're maintained, but because they don't have the amenities that newer planes have. And if you're running a transcon business and trying to compete with other people, you put the newer planes that have the amenities on the route. You don't put the old crap can planes on. And unless,
I'm sure they love hearing from you.
Yeah, well, they do. Now they're used to it. They do like hearing me. Here's another friendly note from Doug Steffen. Here, speaking of friendly, I don't know what to do with this. I'm just going to lay the information on you, and you can do what you want with it. This is a reunion, young woman with her birth parents. This happened in upstate New York last week. Young woman named Katie, who had married her birth father, had a baby with him. After she decided to leave him, he kills her, kills the baby, and kills himself. And they were all buried this weekend.
Lovely.
That's
a great story.
All right, so that's enough of that, probably.
There's a better birth story, isn't there, today?
Yeah,
the princess had her birth. Yeah, what's the story of the princess? She had her baby.
Kate Middleton Kensington Palace just announced that Kate Middleton gave birth to a baby boy, over 8 pounds, so a big, healthy boy. And they haven't announced the name or anything yet, but that will come by royal decree later on.
Yeah. Royal
decree. Yep, and then they post it in the scroll, and there's lots of pomp and circumstance with it. But this new baby is fifth in line to the crown.
Kind of fun.
I always love their little outfits. I think they're so cute. Like, they're always dressed like little tiny adults, so I'm so excited to see this baby's first outfit.
Yeah.
He'll probably come out in a little tiny suit. It'll be adorable.
For those who follow the political careers of some who have been around for a while, former presidential nominee, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney did not get enough votes to become the Republican nominee outright over the weekend. He still will, but it was sort of surprising.
He has to fight for it.
Yeah, right. Well, who's he going to fight against?
I don't know. Whoever didn't give him enough, didn't someone else challenge him? That's why he didn't get enough votes?
Yeah. So some of the Democrats are upset because nine of their brethren have signed on to a Republican bill that would insulate Wall Street banks from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's another outrage.
Yep.
These damn politicians on both sides, they need to be wearing jackets like NASCAR so you can see who bought and paid for them. You can guarantee that the money that's flowing around from the banks and the organizations that represent the banks have been filtered right to the campaign coffers of these people that are on these committees. This is an outrage. Here we are back to where we were in 2008. That's basically what this is. Oy. Okay. It's time for us to think about life as a small business person. Those of you, and this is something that would be so right up our alley, when we find out how many small business owners listen to this program, it becomes kind of cool to be able to speak to them in this way. And when I say in this way, I mean giving you products and services that are aimed especially to you. And that's what this product is from EZEmail. EZEmail. Go online to ezemail.tech if you want to have a professional email address that isn't Hotmail, that isn't AOL, it's not Gmail, Yahoo. It is a very interesting. It would be doug@dougstefan.tech. How about that? Or doug@dougstefan.radio. You can create your own identity. Great for marketing, separating you from the rest of the pack. It's a simple process, and it doesn't cost much at all. So if you'd like to find out more about how you can describe who you are and what you do, ezemail.tech, T-E-C-H, is the company to do it. You can go online to ezemail.tech, or you can call them at 844-344-7607. They'll get you all set up with your own dot whatever, dot tech, dot shop, dot whatever the company does. And do it without, as I said, a lot of time or trouble or expense. It's ezemail.tech, 844-344-7607. Give it a shot. I think this is a great idea. Find out. Spend a couple of minutes of your time. See how it can help you separate, you know, your identity from others. It's very clever, actually. 844-344-7607 or ezemail.tech.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
On the good ship, lollipop, it's sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play.
Okay.
Shirley
Temple. The good ship lollipop. All right. That was intriguing. I never asked Chuck ahead of time what he means to be discussing. It's always intriguing. Chuck Curry is our movie man. We'll hear what the box office totals were for the weekend during our conversation in movie moments. All right, Chucker, I'm going to bite. Why are we playing this tune?
Well, it's interesting because I was looking at celebrity birthdays. Shirley Temple was born on this day in 1928. She passed away in 2014. Obviously, one of the great talents in her day. And it got me thinking of who is some of the best child stars that I've ever seen in the business. If I had to ask you that question, let me just say, if you ask me, I would say Dakota Fanning, I think, is an amazing child talent. I thought Haley Joel Osment, who was in The Sixth Sense, and Steven Spielberg's AI, also an awesome child actor. Macaulay Culkin had said something very special in Home Alone. I thought Henry Thomas was really well cast in Steven Spielberg's E.T. And then I would go with Judy Garland, was only 17 years old in The Wizard of Oz. I thought she was amazing in that movie. There's been a handful of good ones, but I guess Shirley Temple was one of the best also.
Yeah, she sure was. All right, so that was good. Thank you very much, Shucker. Here's a story of Vern Troyer, who nobody knows unless you reference Mini-Me. He was the one who played Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movies, passed away over the weekend at 49. you know, people who were that size don't last that long for whatever. And he had also, I guess, a problem with alcoholism.
Very heavy drinker.
Yeah, right. But, you know, short people are mini midgets or whatever they call them.
Not midgets.
Challenged. What are they? Yeah. What's okay? So you don't call them midgets. What do you call them?
Little people.
Little people, okay.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, in the Austin Powers movies, he was very funny, but he was used as a sidekick. He was used as a sidekick.
Right.
I mean, you laughed at him.
As most midgets are, frankly. Right. Look at the guy who's in, what's the very well-known midget who's in...
Oh, we have to stop saying midgets. No, it's considered, like, so offensive to little people. Right. It really is.
Right. All right, so... Anyway, the
Game
guy
Thrones,
who's in
the Game of Thrones
Game
actor,
of Thrones.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He's Peter Dinklage.
But he's really good actor.
He's very good.
I'm not going to.
But he's vertically challenged. He is very. All right.
He may have had dwarfism. He may have been a dwarf. There's a difference.
Oh, can you say dwarf and you can't say midget?
Yes, because dwarfism is actually a condition. So yes, you can.
So the seven dwarfs are okay.
Yes, they are. They are.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That's correct.
So this guy was a dwarf. He wasn't a midget. Got it. All right. We'll talk. We'll get the results of the box.
Boom.
Right after this. See the trouble you caused, Trucker?
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Jimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Hi, Chucko. What's happening from this past weekend? What, other than the scary movie, we're back to number one. What else do we see?
Well, A Quiet Place, the small horror film. Well, obviously, word of mouth is really good on this movie. Great reviews. Bounced back in the number one spot. $22 million, $132 million. 3 weeks to release that on a $17 million budget.
Do you see the deadly creatures when you actually see the movie? Do you see the deadly creatures?
You do. You
what do they look like?
They sort of look like the aliens from Alien. They're very well done. I think they're mostly CGI, but you really can't tell. The effects are actually really good.
Krasinski wrote the story, too, apparently, right?
One of the writers, and he's going to emerge as a director who, this is his first movie he directed. He's going to get a lot of offers for some big movies after this. Rampage with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, $21 million, 40%. Pretty good hold, $66 million in 2 weeks. I Feel Pretty, Amy Schumer's new comedy, $16 million. It's a solid opening. Super Troopers 2 came in fourth, $14 million. That's very good. And Truth or Dare, horror film, ran out the top five, Doug.
All right, Chuck, a good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.